Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
I created a space where we can celebrate the unsung and the undervalued. A place where we focus on the many talents and influences for women within the culture, in hopes to inspire women everywhere to overcome adversity in a male-dominated world. Welcome to Woman in Hip Hop.
It's your girl Jazzy Bell here. You are tuning into Woman in Hip Hop. And you already know we focus on the many talents and influences from women within the culture. And today we have an amazing guest. So you already know it's going to be an amazing show. She is not new to the show. She was my guest co-host before. She's my guest co-host today. Cultural reporter, content creator, and a hip-hop lover like myself. Shout out to Jade A. Lawson. What's up, Jade?
What's going on, Jazzy? I'm happy to be here. I missed you. What's happening? We here. We back. BET Awards happening. We back. I'm excited.
Yes, and that's exactly what we're going to tap into today. So thank you for joining me. We are going to talk all things 2022 BET Awards. Are you ready to unpack it?
Let's go. It was a lot. It was a lot happening, but we're going to dissect because what was it, like 4 hours of like just Black excellence, Black music, Black entertainment, Black excellence. It was amazing.
And, you know, it is June, so we're definitely celebrating not only Pride Month, but it is Black Music Month.
Yep.
Yeah. Shout out to Diana Williams for coining that phrase and giving us that for the culture. So let's get right into it. Now, first and foremost, shout out to Taraji P. Henson as the host. I mean, I thought she did an amazing job. I thought she looked beautiful, funny as always. Just talented sister all around. We love to see her, and we love every time she shows up for us, and it's always a good time. What did you think about Taraji P. Henson hosting?
I think she did great. I think we're starting to get back into, like, the comedian era. It was virtual for a minute, so just to see Taraji hit back the stage, you know, second year round, I think she did great. I think some of her punchlines were hitting and, you know, she rolled with the punches really, really well. And right. She's also very interactive with the audience, which we absolutely love. So, and I think she's just we just love her all around. So I think she did a great job.
Yes, for sure. And first of all, our girl Lizzo opened up the show. Shout out to all the women in hip hop.
Yo, Lizzo, she can't keep playing that flute, baby. Okay. One thing she gonna do is doop, 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 doop.
Lizzo and that flute can do no wrong in my eyes.
Literally. I'm like, she don't need a house without it. I'm like, every single girl, the flute. But she did it. And she looked phenomenal, too. Like, let's really get into it. Like, the gold. I mean, you know, what I love so much about Lizzo is the inclusivity that she shows, like, in the realms of, like, just everything of, like, society. Like, it's not just one type of community. Like, she is showing everybody left, right, up and down, in between. So, shout out to Lizzo for that.
Yeah, man, listen, Lizzo, that is one big girl with breath control. Let me tell you, okay?
And
a skinny girl could never.
Absolutely.
I'm not even skinny, and I'm not Lizzo size either, but my big ass can't do what Lizzo does. So, the dancing, the live singing and rapping,
yeah.
And instrument playing, like that flute, like, come on, with the dance moves as well, like, it's just unmatched when it comes to her, and it really does speak volumes to her talent. And it also speaks to the point where people kind of always knock down, like, big girls for not being healthy or not being in shape.
She has proved the hell wrong out of all these people. And that's what I appreciate, because you're right. Like, society be like, oh, if you're larger, like, you can't move around, you can't do this, you can't do that. And she is like, literally put her foot down to every single stereotype that has come with that. And she's, let's be clear, Lizzo is also outrunning and outperforming a lot of these other artists who are indeed smaller. So when it comes to that, yes, she's like, let's go ahead and break that barrier and let it be known that that's not true. So shout out to Lizzo.
And her mic did ruin her performance, so we're going to get into all those excuses later, because big up Lizzo. I mean, I want to say she's like from my hometown, Detroit, somewhere in Michigan, I'll say that. And again, representing for the big girls, representing and denouncing all of those like naysayers that's out there saying that, you know, she's needs to lose weight or she's unhealthy or whatever. Like I said, I can't keep up with Lizzo, right. And a skinny girl could never.
I want to give, you know, I really want to commend her, because I don't think a lot of people touched on it enough, like the controversy that she had a couple weeks ago. Lizzo released a song, it had the word spaz in it, and somebody called her out in the UK. like, apparently it's for that, for us we're like freaking out, but for them it meant disabled. So she changed the word. Like, she literally went back, she changed the word and re-released the song. So that just speaks to the integrity, and not only as an artist, but as a person. I mean, it's a lot of artists out here who be like, I'm not changing it, I don't care. And I mean, honestly, like, because her audience is kind of in America, but she's recognizing she has a global impact. So big ups to Lizzo for that one.
For sure. Big ups to you for breaking that down, because I was not aware, and this is why you are here. Yeah, okay, next up, we have to talk the Diddy tribute. Shout out to Diddy for being BET's Lifetime Achievement honoree. I feel like it's well-deserved. Obviously, Diddy has been the soundtrack of our lives for the past, 20, 30 years, dare I say it?
Yeah.
It's like long overdue, but it's so crazy to say that because he's so relevant today. Yeah. But I love that, because I think it's important to give people their flowers while they're here. Mm-hmm. So it was great to see that. It was great to see some of the acts that joined him on stage. Shout out to Jodeci. Where was Devontae Swang? I don't know. The last time I saw him was at a barbecue in Fort Greene, Brooklyn. Okay. But
look, Jodeci, and let's be clear, Jodeci comes from North Carolina. So when I saw them, I lost it, because hello, we here, always been here, always gonna be there. But they were, I don't know where Devontae was. He's fine though. But yes, they were missing. He was missing in action, but they did well.
They did do well, and they sounded well. I was so happy, because of course we've seen footage in the past with them falling out, sounded crazy, standing on top of his, eating chicken wings in the crowd. It got kind of weird for Jodeci for a moment. Particularly Casey and JoJo. But they are legends, living legends, and they deserve their flowers as well. So it was great to see them join, with the tribute for Diddy. Shout out to MJB, Mary J. Blige, the legend as well. Beautiful as usual, sounded great.
Sounded great, always good.
Always, right?
Always. I don't know how she does it. I mean, this woman been in the industry, long as Diddy been in the industry, and she ain't missed a beat. So shout out to her.
And again, killing all these girls that's like younger than her. A 20-year-old could never.
She's in a category for like best song with like 15 other women who are like half her age. And I'm like, baby, that's longevity. Yeah. That's how you keep your foot on the neck on the industry. Okay.
Yes, yeah. Longevity in the flesh. If longevity was a person, it's who?
It's MJB.
There you go. Shout out to the locks. I don't know where Styles P was, the ghost, you know, no pun intended, but yes, they sounded amazing as well. Little Kim, we have to talk about my personal goat, love her. Clearly, there was a disconnect. Even with the locks performance, there's something that was happening with the sound stage and versus what she was hearing. I feel like they sabotaged her, whether it was deliberately or what, or not, I don't know. But it was clear that what the track was saying in the background wasn't what she came out to. Right. So, and again, we'll talk about how a lot of people complain about having issues like that. But it was good to see her. What did you think?
I think some of them did have issues throughout the show. I don't think Lil' Kim had issues. Lil' Kim been doing this for a very, very long time. So I think it was a disconnect, maybe the stage manager. Teleprompter definitely had some issues last night, bless their hearts. So they're going to hear it today. They're probably going to hear it for a little while. Yeah. But I think Kim came out. She looked good. I think only a man like Sean Puppy Combs can bring little Kim out to celebrate something as major of accomplishment as this. Mm-hmm. I will also say that only P. Diddy can MC his own tribute, because it's usually not how it goes. Over the last 22 years, everybody usually sits in their seat and watches the show, but not Sean. Sean was on the stage, all in the videos, dancing, like you always do. So I think that definitely made it a lifetime. I think that, you know, that just is very on brand for Diddy. Let's be on brand for Diddy.
That was so good. So on brand for Diddy. Such a throwback 1995 Source Award moment. Shout out to Suge Knight. Come on, bro. Just in case people don't know.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Where the reference came from, yes, I love that. That is so on brand. He's still dancing in the videos, on stage.
On stage. This is a tribute for you. We love Diddy because Diddy loves attention. So, he once again, he did what he needed to do. And I thought it was hilarious.
Can't even imagine anybody else doing it, though, hosting their own hosting his particular tribute. Only him. My personal favorite was Shine. Yeah. I thought Shine sounded amazing. Especially for him not to have been on stage probably since that record came out, since the debut of Shine on Bad Boy. Yeah. And having him, you know, did his stint in prison, and now he's a politician now. Shout out to all my people in Belize. His cadence, everything, style, his stage presence was on point. His voice, everything. It sounded just like the record that I heard years ago.
And that's talent. And I also got to give Diddy his flowers, because as chaotic as that man can be, he's very iconic when it comes to finding talent. Like, if we're going to give him his credit for anything, like, he knows how to spot talent. He knows how to make a hit. He's definitely coined a hit maker, and we saw that with B.I.G. We saw that with Sean. We've seen that with MJB. We've seen it with Kim and all those other acts that he has, you know, built within this industry, you know. It was really good to see Sean. It's good to see him not, like, kind of miss a beat, but for sure. Shout out to Diddy.
Yeah, for sure. Again, Busta Rhymes, I want to say he closed it out. I feel like Busta Rhymes is, like, has the best stage presence hip-hop, like, in hip-hop as far as his energy, you know what I mean? Like, and to be his age as well, and to be in hip-hop for as long as he's been, like, I just feel like he's been consistently great when it comes to that stage presence, having that energy, killing it. I feel like I've never seen him stumble on his words, you know what I mean? Still creative today. I just think he's just such an underrated GOAT, that Busta Rhymes.
For sure. Underrated talent. Also, let's get into Diddy's speech. Actually, before we even get into Diddy's speech, Faith Evans. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Another one, not missing a beat.
Faith didn't need no help. I'm going to be honest. She didn't need no backup singers. She could have just got on the stage and did it herself. She did do it herself. She carried the ending. But I think it was really good. Again, you know, only a person like Diddy could have brought all of those extraordinary talents over the course of 20 years on the stage as big as that. But it was also his tribute. So.
Now, the one thing that everyone is talking about when it comes to this Diddy tribute is, of course, Young Miami. Hey, Poppy. It's the Hey Poppy side for me. A lot of people dragged her and said, you know, why are you making a fool of yourself? Basically, like, representing this man when he's not representing you. They talked about how he shouted out Kim Porter, who we all know is the mother of some of his children, because Diddy got a lot. And and of course, you know, listen. That was a woman that he claimed he loved, and then he messed up, and then he wished he would have married. So, of course, he's going to honor her, and she passed away, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I felt like a tribute to her, to honor her, was necessary. And, but then a curveball came when he shouted out Cassie.
You're all like, what?
Well, I thought that was an amazing shout out. Probably not Cassie. Cassie probably like, keep my name out your mouth, child. You know, I don't know. She didn't think like me. When it comes to the exes, it's like, Madonna.
I don't know.
Right. So everybody's like, he shouted out Cassie, Kim Porter, everybody but you, while you sitting up there holding up that sign like somebody's damn cheerleader. I wasn't too upset about it. This is a tribute to him and his legacy that he's been doing for over 20 plus years. So it makes sense for him to honor the people that held him down. How did you feel about it when you saw all the controversy behind Young Miami's
song? You know, they giving my sis a hard time. But I will say, I mean, for him to have a career as long as he has, you know, we talked about that. All the mother of his children, of course you shout out the mother of your children. Like, these are the women, like, you, the reason that you're going to have a legacy is because of these women. And as many as people are worried about Young Miami, I'm not even worried about that. Let's get into the fact of, like, Kim Porter absolutely deserved to be honored and recognized the way that she was. Yeah. However, the reason part of Diddy has had his success is because of Misa. And to not even mention Misa, who has styled Bad Boy, who has stood by Bad Boy, who is the reason why MJB and Jodeci and all of them look the damn F good in all of their music videos, is because of Misa Hinton. So I was like, we'll worry about Misa's poster. We'll worry about Young Miami's poster later. Let's really talk about how he only mentioned one baby mother. Mm. And the rest of these women who have also stood by your side were not recognized. And so I think, you know, I'm a Misa stan. I'm a stan Misa to the day I die, because the reason why the hip hop industry has succeeded within fashion is she is a matriarch of that. And so she deserved to be recognized. And I was a little heartbroken that he did not mention her. And Chance's mother too, I can't remember her name. But just to see him, let me see, what's Chance's mother's name?
Chance's mother, the rapper Chance?
His daughter Chance.
Oh, his daughter.
Yeah, two mothers. So Misa Hilton was notably missing in that. And I mean, yeah, the other mother should have been recognized for sure as well. But, you know, she's also the mother of your child, but she has done the damn thing when it comes to making Bad Boy look good. And so, yeah, I was like, to hell with that poster. I'm not worried about that poster. Yeah. I'm worried about the other women who have come before and really helped build this man and his legacy, and they didn't get a mention. So, yeah, I'm probably going to face some backlash on that one, but yeah, I'm a little mad at him for not mentioning her name and her incredible work over the last 2 to 3 decades. Now, the poster. Listen, she wanted to have a poster for her man. Like, I don't think that there was, look, when you making all this money, you getting television shows, hell, she need to have a poster up. I mean, but also she's only been with him for a couple months, you know, like this is him looking at his Lifetime Achievement Award over the last 20 to 30 years. So she, I mean, maybe in the next 15 years, will he be receiving another one? Sure. And maybe she'll get recognized. But I think
these shout outs are overrated.
Let me tell you something. He over here talking about he gonna pay for the commercials. Please, because it was a very long speech. Give the man his flowers. It was a very long speech. We're not, yay. I can't even. I just wish it would have just stayed babyface to introduce this man.
No, but you made a good point. Let's stay on Misa Hilton for a minute, because you're so right. And I didn't even notice it until you mentioned it. So thank you for saying that, because she was so instrumental in his career, especially in the beginning where it all matters, right? The inception of Diddy started with Misa Hilton. And I interviewed her over here at Woman of Hip Hop. Shout out to Misa Hilton. She is an icon. And she talked about how it was just her and Diddy, you know, struggling together, and how he would bring her to these meetings and how he would have these ideas and she would help bring them into fruition.
Right.
Smiley and Jodeci is such a huge part of their success. They would have came out suited and booted, literally in Steve Harvey like suits, right, if it wasn't for the vision that Misa Hilton had. And them two, was such a dynamic duo, and I feel like it has been overshadowed and forgotten because they've gone their separate ways and done some amazing things separately. But if we're going to talk about the beginning and where it started, absolutely, I do agree with you and feel like Misa Hylton should have been mentioned for sure. Right. But you know how it is when you give me your thank yous and all that, you do miss names.
But the mother of your children? You forget all, like, you, I mean, and granted, yes, it was Kim, and she passed away, and it's been unexpected, and he's really had to carry the brunt of responsibility. He's really had to step up and carry responsibility, Lord knows. But, you know, that does not negate the work that your other, like, these other mothers have done, because I feel, I don't necessarily know 100%, because we don't know their lives on a daily basis, but I know the type of Misa, the type of person that Misa is, and I know that she has stepped in to help those kids and love those children and be there for them in every capacity, in addition to doing the work that she's done so long ago. So, I wish that he would have, you know, given her much deserved flowers.
Well, we're going to give it to you here, right here on Woman in Hip Hop, Misa Hylton, as usual. Salute to you, sis.
Salute to you,
game changer, the architect out here, the fat.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Fashion icon, we honor you. Just in case Diddy don't. All right.
Okay.
Just in case we don't have time, I'm going to add more time later. But let's talk Brandy and Jack Harlow.
Listen, I mean, what do you think? Are you like, how do you feel about Harlow?
Harlow, he's giving White Boy Wonder. He's giving the new Eminem vibe. I do like his music. I like his style. It's very reminiscent of kind of how Drake, very Drake-ish for me, which yeah. I don't knock, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like he just needs to be more knowledgeable when it comes to the culture. Do you feel, I feel like a lot of people feel as if he's somewhat riding his way, very, I can't even say Justin Timberlake, because Justin Timberlake, I don't know, it's something about him, I felt like he was a little more tapped in. Mm-hmm. That interview in Hot 97 with him not knowing Brandy's voice or not knowing Brandy and Ray J was related. This, something about that was so off-putting. But there's such a gap when it comes to these, because of the age.
Yeah.
You know, I just... No, I'm not giving an excuse, because I have nieces, and I'm like, wait, you don't know what FUBU means? You don't know what... That threw me when my nieces, that's mid-20s, close to 30, like, didn't know what FUBU meant. And I was like, wow, what is... We're just in a different time. We're in a different time. So I look at Jack Harlow, and I try to empathize in that way, like, well, I guess he's just a youngin', but it's something about being white in this culture, in hip-hop, that was started for us, by us, that, just in case y'all know what FUBU man, yeah, for us, by us, there you go. I just wish he was a little more tapped in.
Yeah.
And for him to bring out Brandy, who I feel like killed it, living legend Brandy, for him to bring her out, I do feel like he's a genuine artist.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, strategically, he knew that was going to be a great play for him. Was it genuine? I like to believe so. What do you think? Because your face is screwed up, chopped and screwed. Do you think it was a bit just strategic on his part and disingenuous? What do you think?
I think his team made a great decision to call in Brandy, because we got to clean it. Listen, I just, before we do anything else, we have to give a shout out to the publicists, the managers, who work overtime to make sure that these artists do not stay in hot water forever, because Twitter will eat you up and your artist up.
Black Twitter will eat
your ass up, and it's real. That's just how it is, and it's hard now in the digital space, because once it's out there, it's out there. Like, Miami's gonna be seen with that poster for the rest of our life. But I do think that it was smart. I feel like everybody kind of started hating Harlow when Black women started liking Harlow. That's just my little personal thought.
He is kind of fun.
He is cute. He's a cutie pie. I think it is coming from a little bit of innocence and ignorance. I want him to immerse, but also, like, I don't want him to immerse himself in the culture like crazy. You know what I mean? Like, should he have known who Brandy was? Sure. should he have known everything about like where Brittany and Ray J brothers and sisters and where they come from and all that stuff? I want him to be aware and cognizant of Black history, but not necessarily like trying to be a cultural vulture. You know what I mean? And I also think that could be because of the age gap. I honestly think Harlow's just happy to be here. Harlow's just happy to have an invite. He's just happy to be able to perform. Yeah. I'm kind of mad he got up on that stage in a Black wife beater. I think the style could have been a little bit better from that perspective. But he did redeem himself bringing Brandy out. And he also redeemed himself bringing out Lil Wayne. Like, I think he's like, you know, he's giving his flowers. Like, he's doing, he also wore a Lil Nas X t-shirt. I mean, a little better, but you know. he's making strides, and that's really all we can kind of ask for them, because we don't know everything about their culture, and so he probably don't know everything about ours.
Well, we ain't trying to tap into his. He's over here with ours, so do your homework and do your research. You should definitely you should know who Brandy was. Yes. I just have to stick with that. But Brandy, we have to give props to the Living Legend, Brandy. She's been wanting to live her hip-hop dreams since forever. Mm-hmm. And she's finally getting the chance now. And I thought she did an amazing job. I feel like she was lip-syncing, which is fine, because she's new to spitting bars, but we know her to be the vocal Bible. So the girl got pipes when it comes to that. But a Living Legend, she came out, stage presence on point. Ray J, take notes, little bro. Like, your sister is Brandy Norwood, like in her 40s, looking amazing. Stage presence, dance moves on point, keeping up with the young Jack Harlow and doing it better than him, like she said she was when she tweeted him after he didn't know who she was. So I have to give it up to Brandy. She was amazing on the show Queens when she was a rapper on that show, and you know, rest in peace to that show. I know it's canceled now, however, I feel like it's an extended version seeing her on the BET Awards, and she looked great, sounded great. She gave us a little note singing at the end, and absolutely. I don't know what else to ask for from Brandy. I feel like she's been consistently great throughout her whole career.
Yeah, for sure. I would also add, I just think that she's always appreciated artistry and talent. Yeah. She is that generation that appreciates performance.
Yeah. Do you want to see an album from Brandy? Do you want to see a rap album from Brandy?
I want to see some bars. I would like to see some bars. Some bars would be cute. But let's be clear. We love Brandy because Brandy has this unique tone that is going to set the part for the industry forever. Yeah. So if she drops an album, sure. Do I want to hear her sing, rap a couple bars? Absolutely. But please sing. Please sing in the rain, sing in the sun, have us in our emotions. That's what we want. But I want her to try new things that make her happy. So, yeah.
So no hip hop album from Brandy.
Hip hop singing, you know, like a little Beyonce, you know, like
bars here and there, a verse here and there.
You know, a verse at the very end after I've listened to the whole song, and then you give your verse as an interlude or something, please. But please sing. Please sing.
I love that. Next, I gotta talk about Chloe, you know, Beyonce Jr. She always comes through when it comes to the aesthetics. I feel like she's always pleasing to the eye. Body Adi for days. One with the vocals plus stage presence. I feel like she can do both at the same time, which a lot of people can't. We'll talk about that later. But for me, I'm a huge fan of Chloe. I love the Adina Howard transition that she put into her performance. I thought that was an amazing touch to her song. What do you think?
Listen, I think as a young aunt, it's taken a while for us to wrap our heads around who Chloe is becoming.
Woman, darling.
A woman. Miss Bailey, if you're nasty. She's multifaceted. She's multi-talented. She's going to be here for a very long time, whether it's performing, singing, songwriting, whatever, producing, all of that in between. I do think that she pays homage to Beyonce. You saw the little chair dance that she did, which brought us back to what the 06 awards that Destiny's Child did. And then the long trench coats that she came out with reminded me of the Ring the Alarm MTV Awards show that she did. And I think it was 06 or something like that. But yeah, it was a moment. We love Chloe. We're very happy for her. And yeah, she's Miss Bailey if you're nasty. So I'm excited to see what else she's got in store, like music wise.
Let's talk Lotto. Big Lotto.
Alyssa.
She has always been number one on my list as the one that's literally has now and future. I just expect great things from Lotto. So every time she hits the stage and she does amazing work, I feel proud of her, like a big auntie to a niece or something. I feel validated in my choice with her because I don't pick a lot to where, you know what it is with Lotto? She reminds me of the girls from the 90s, the Little Kims, the Foxy Browns, you know what I'm saying? The Lights, the Queen Latifahs, because when they hit the stage, they have presence. Rap live, you know what I'm saying? They dance with it. They had their energy. Like, go back and look at Little Kim or Foxy Brown's like performances. Them girls are coming out there, sexy heels, kicking through, doing all kinds of dips and performing live. I just feel like we're missing that technique when it comes to performers nowadays. So shout out to her for winning Best New Artist at the 2022 BET Awards. Again, I bank on her every time. She never disappoints. What do you think?
If she hadn't left with nothing in that amphitheater, we was going to have to raise some hell because Lotto, we've seen a lot of girls coming out. Lotto was working her ass off. But I'm saying,
if you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Consistency. We're talking about hits. We're talking about parents. My father texted me asking me what time Lotto was hitting the stage. This man is over 50 and he loves BDE. And knows the real words to BDE and knows her sophomore album and Queen of the South and all the other shit. So, you know, I think when it comes to, like you mentioned, the reminder of the 90s, I think she is a reminder of the 90s. I think she's been the breath of fresh air. I think that she's like kind of different, but also with the times, but you know, trying new things. I think she did amazing with the rebrand. You know, it's very hard for artists to rebrand themselves and find success. She rose in the pandemic and she just continues. So, and I think, you know, I think we've talked about this in the past too, but the fact that Lotto has been hit with a lot of criticism from the name, from having concerts in the pandemic, from like all those other things. I think she just, anytime they try to knock her down, she just kind of comes back 10 times fold. And, you know, she deserved Best New Artist. It was a lot of strong candidates in that category, but look, we're talking on tour, late nights. You know, new album, new name change, hits in the album. Like she deserves that. And I'm very, very excited to have seen that. She cried. Like, this is her first award. And for it to be the BET Awards, you know, that just spoke to, you know, her true talent of perseverance throughout the, this whole journey of the last 2 years.
Well said. That was a little pretty. Listen, well said. And if it couldn't get any better for her, she brought out the legend, Mariah Carey. Like, they look that off. Jermaine Dupri's best friend. Sometimes when I see that happening, I was like, I'm kind of shocked by it because, you know, Jermaine Dupri and Mariah Carey's like these, and we know Lotto and Jermaine Dupri isn't quite.
Yeah, they like that. They like this, and they like Lotto and Jermaine Dupri like that. baby, she said, oh, we hitting the big Joker out tonight. Like, we haven't seen Mariah Carey in years. So the fact that she was able to bring her out, you know, we got confetti, she got flowers. If you bring it back, Mariah Carey's freaking hilarious in that performance.
What was happening there? Because I felt like people were saying that she was like telling her, like, go ahead, like, do your part. Like, what are you Listen, Mariah, you've been doing this for a long time, sis. You know, cut her some slack. I don't know.
Lotto's just happy to be there. Like, Lotto's just happy I got Mariah Carey on the stage, and Mariah's like,
yeah. And Mariah looked amazing. I believe she sounded amazing. I mean, people were accusing her of lip syncing. Let me tell y'all something. When it comes to Mariah the Carey, she owes us nothing. She's been giving us flawless notes since the 80s. You hear me? Her whole career, she's been amazing to us. So if sis want to lip sync and stand in that one pose while being held,
I'm telling people to do it. How you gonna tell somebody on the stage to do it, what to do with you, the guest? You're the guest performer, and you're like,
but she's also Mariah D. Carey. Like, she's the queen. Like, y'all gotta understand when it comes to legends like her. Rest in peace to Whitney Houston. I feel like if she was alive, she would have, you know, some of that same kind of just like personality or whatnot. Yeah. And listen, again, Mariah Carey, she has been doing this for a very long time. She is a professional. She owes us nothing. I don't care if she lip sing. I don't care if she floated, crawled, walked on that stage. Whatever Mariah Carey wants to do, let her do it. She's been holding us down for years. So that's my personal take when it comes to Mariah. So I thought she sounded great, whether it was lip syncing or not.
You know, it's crazy. I wasn't even paying attention if she was lip syncing, because I'm like, that about Mariah Carey. Like, draw two, reverse, uno out. And I'm walking away with best new artist. Like, who else is going to be able to, you bought a legend. Like, it's almost kind of like Harlow. They had a win last night, you know, to be able to do what they did. I think it was definitely a win. So, you know, and shout out to Mariah Carey for even showing up for Lotto, because, you know, as a new artist, you know, it's very hard for people to want to work with their idols or icons or whoever, you know. So I think that was a very nice gesture that Mariah Carey did.
And listen, let's be clear. Mariah Carey don't like just anybody. We see her butt his with Nicki Minaj. That's another story. But like, come on. Mariah Carey doesn't have to leave her house for anybody or anything. So when I see her co-signing a young artist like Lotto, it really does warm my heart. Because it shows that, one, the talent is there with Lotto. Her future is bright. And you got a person like Mariah Carey co-signing you. I don't think it could get any bigger than that. I just want her to take what she has right now, meaning Lotto, and really run with it and take it to the top. Just keep going, sis. Because it's all lined up for her. I really do feel that way. So, again, shout out to Mariah. Shout out to Lotto for the big win yesterday. It was a big win for women in hip-hop. And sis, she's doing your thing.
And that's another thing, a huge win for women in hip-hop. We have not seen a woman rapper take home Best New Artist since Nicki Minaj hit the scene in, what, 09. So that, you know, I can't remember the year that it was that Nicki walked away with it, but what a true testament of, like, who Lotto is and what she's going to be. You know, it was a huge category, you know. There was also Money Long in there. I think that was out for Best New Artist. So the fact that Lotto was able to kind of take that one, that was kind of the icing on the cake for her.
Wow. Wait, so Cardi didn't take that? Did Cardi take Best New Artist when she came out?
I don't think so. Let me check. I don't think so, but I think she had
she did it for the Grammy
song.
That's interesting.
She had Cardi won best album at the Grammys, best hip hop album. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
I wonder who won the year for BT, because I just remember when the Cardi B reign came, boy, it was never ending. Like, she was winning everything.
Winning everything, but again, she was the breath of fresh air that so many people wanted. Why can't I find, let's see? I think she was just the breath of fresh air that everybody wanted. So it was definitely really great to see that. Why can't I find Best New Artist? So
while you look for that, I know it's gonna pop up for you any second now. Let's talk Money Long. I always get her name messed up. Is it Muni Long? Is it Money Long?
I think it's Money Long.
It better be Money Long. I just love it. I love her. I love everything she stands for. For her to once be behind the scenes, making hits for everybody, you know, like Rihanna and so on, to now her getting her just due as a solo artist. Money Long, another one that I feel has now. I don't see her doing no wrong. She sounded great. She didn't have no mic issues. She looked great. And I don't know. I'm so rooting for her. She's just one of the girls on my list that I'm telling everybody to look out for as far as longevity is concerned. I feel like she's right there. So I'm banking on Money Long. What did you think about her performance? I loved it.
Great. I thought it was different. I mean, we've never... What's happening artistically? Also, really quick, before we get into Money Long, Cardi B was nominated in 2017 for Best New Artist, and Chance the Rapper actually beat her out. For that award. So sadly to see that. But back to Money Long. Sorry, you have to edit that one. But back to Money Long. I think it was different. I think it was, you know, you are a solo artist. She's like learning how to be a solo artist now, learning stage presence a little bit. What I love so much about Money Long is her story and the fact that, like, you start off as a songwriter, people really didn't want to give you the chance, and you kind of did it, and you got the number one R&B song in the country. Like, hello, middle finger to everybody in the music industry, you know, and to be performing at the BET Awards less than 6 months later, come on, like, that's amazing. So shout out to her. Performance was beautiful. I was like, I ain't never seen so many different types of styles with some feathers on a stage before. But I was very like, I don't know. I think everybody was like, ooh, like we in like a Little Mermaid Land or something like that. It was really nice. You know, I was like, damn, these are people. So it was still, look, she started off, she sung the whole song still. Like, they were not moving. It looked like it was a dress.
Yes.
That was talent. They got paid.
Yes, it was giving very much Josephine Baker back in the day.
Yes.
Now that you mentioned the feathers, that's exactly what I'm thinking about when I think about those feathers and her performance. So maybe she was paying homage to Miss Josephine, honey. But again, you're right. Sounded great, looked great, and her story is amazing. That's why I can't wait for her to go further and further in her solo career so her testimony could be even better. Yeah?
Period.
Let's get to now see, this one's gonna be a little sensitive to me because Ella Mai.
Oh
yeah, okay. Beautiful gowns. Beautiful girl.
Beautiful outfit.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
I think she does have an amazing voice. Something about this performance wasn't hitting for me, though. It wasn't hitting for me. Again, her fans took to social media and blamed it on the mic, just like a lot of others did. And here's the thing, too. The reason why I said this particular topic is sensitive for me because Babyface, living legend, the best producer of all time in my eyes, is my favorite producer. He's a hit maker. I'm not a fan of this record. I'm not a fan of the record with him and Ella Mai. I'm not a fan of it. And I tried hard to enjoy this record. It's not for me.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Because Babyface don't miss. So do you think that...
Oh, it's hurting me to even say that this...
It could just be the artist instead.
I mean, if I had to guess.
I mean, sophomore, but I will say, though, her sophomore album's great, right? Like, had an incredible sophomore album. I just think that sometimes when you're taking to the stage, you have to be very intentional with song performance, stage presence, like, sound, all that other stuff. So, I do think Ella Mai is tremendously talented.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, we could say it's the mic. I don't know. I think, you know, unfortunately going up against is all the other performances last night, that was like, you know, it kind of got overlooked.
Kind of got overlooked by who? You and me? I mean, no, let's be real. Like, what did you think about, it wasn't your favorite of the night, obviously. How did you think she sound? Because there was moments where it was like, oh, but I don't know. It didn't land right for me.
Babyface came in, so it's...
But you said it right. I mean, she is super talented. We've seen her before. Yeah. But something about that collaboration wasn't a home run, and I'm disappointed in that. Yeah. I really am. I don't know what happened, but I'm unfortunately not a fan of that particular record, and I really, really want it to be. All right. Ooh, got that out. So listen, we pretty much gonna wrap this up. But before we go, any honorable mentions of the 2022 BET Awards? Of course, we talked about the mic issues. It was a bad night for a few people. How do you say his name? Is it Giveon or Jivion? It was given Omarion and Ray J at the Versus, honey.
Mm-hmm. What a time that was. That was... Poor Omarion. That man got so wet. We call that a clean sweep.
Yeah. Giveon? I'm going to mess up his name.
Yeah. He was Giveon.
Giveon. Okay.
I really wanted to see Jasmine Sullivan.
Okay. I
see Jasmine Sullivan saying.
That was your, what she did win an award. Shout out to
She did. And you know what else I appreciate from that night? All of them, many of them calling out, you know, the things that are going on in the world, very cognizant. You know, I think from beginning to end, from Janelle Monae on to Jasmine, on to Lotto, you know, really calling out. That's what it's always been about. I would give it to the artists for calling out things. I think we could have done a little bit better from the award show as far as like other moments and other segments. We're not going to get into that, but yeah, I do think that they did a really good job at meshing what's going on in the world from the artist perspective. Things out, yeah. And shout outs to Tim's, boy, because the way that we've been bumping, you know, it was actually a lot of women that won last night.
That's why we're here, because I was like, we have been running things in hip-hop for the past couple of years now. Yeah. It is just getting bigger and bigger. Oh my God, I wanted to mention, is it Dochi?
Dochi, yes. How can we forget Dochi? Talent. Let me tell you something. From Florida, the swamp. And this woman, this girl has got some talent. She's the XXL freshman this year. One of three women on the cover. She comes from Florida, very spiritual, very aligned with who she is as a person, as a talent. Definitely somebody to look out for. Just overall very, very talented, very creative when it comes to her approach in music. So shout out to her. And also shout out to the Hampton dancers that were behind her. Who would I be if I didn't? Her dancers feature some of the Hampton alum. So, you know, we love that. But yeah, Dochi did great. And she rolled with the punches, you know, snatched that wig off and the braids was there. And she just, you know, she did it. So I think, you know, she's learning, she's new, but she really knocked it out the park.
Yes, was a surprise performance for me. I didn't expect her to perform. And be honest with you, I wasn't that so much aware of like how she looked. I feel like nowadays there's a disconnect from the songs that we love to who we know that sings them. You know, we don't have the TRLs, the 106 and Parks no more, these shows where we can connect a face to these hit records. It's so hard. So to see her, I was like, wow, it's like my first time seeing her. People was calling me, wait, who is this artist? I was like, listen, we're all learning. But you hear these songs that go viral first before the face. Media, you know. So how does it feel to beat the dad? It's like, I was like, wait, that's her? You know, so again, to see her and to see her do her thing, again, a win for women in hip-hop, women in music, period. Happy Pride, again, shout out to Billy Porter for the ballroom realness. That was amazing to watch as well.
Absolutely, but I wanted to see, I really wish Lil Nas X was there.
Definitely was going to bring that up. So talk about Lil Nas X for a minute. Do you feel like he was snubbed this year? Do you feel like he should have been there?
I do. I think that, I believe that, I think it's two streets, right? I think Nas X is calling out the award show for not giving him his nomination, his flowers. Mm-hmm. But I also think BT responded and said it was like something with like demonic things or something like that. Allegedly. We'll add allegedly demonic things that were going on, which is why that was one of the things that were red flagged. But I do think that he was snubbed. I think that if that was the case, then maybe we call that out a little earlier and let him know, like, hey, this is one of the reasons. But for sure, could have been nominated. I think, we cannot ignore the amount of impact the Lil Nas X has for young queer kids. I wouldn't even just say boys. I'm going to say kids in this country who are like seeing themselves, and he's promoting safe sex, and he's, you know, trying these new things that the society has never seen and really breaking that barrier. I think it can be a lot for the Black community to handle because they've never talked about it before. But he's taking, you know, he's putting it out there. Let's also remember, we thought Lil Nas X was going to be a country music star. Baby, you want to talk about flipping the script? Didn't even see it coming. Like, this man is a pop star. He's totally like a Black Taylor Swift. So,
yeah.
You know, how can you not? How could you not include him, you know, with such impact that he has? I felt like that was kind of a snub, so.
Yeah, I agree. You can't say this is culture's biggest night and not have one of culture's biggest impact and influence and artists in the world right now, especially in Black Music Month, Pride Month. This was to me a home run to include him. And I understand, listen, I'm not necessarily religious, I'm more spiritual. So if that was the issue, then, you know, respectfully, I guess, which sounds weird because I know there's other artists with songs, so I have to call bullshit if that's the case. Allegedly, if that's the case, I would totally have to call bullshit. So yeah, I was disappointed in not seeing Lil Nas X being honored. And hey, I hate to make everything a race thing, but this is Black entertainment television. So if Jack Harlow is performing on a song with Lil Nas X, he gets nominated, but not Lil Nas X. That's off-putting and kind of weird. Definitely wish his presence was there because he's fun to watch. He's authentic within himself as far as who he is as a person, as an artist. And it was hard for him initially to come out, obviously. And just like a lot of people within that community, it's hard for them. So to see him and to, you know, rally behind him, I just feel it's important to help other people that see themselves in him feel seen and important and feel like they have a voice. And I felt like there was a void in that, and definitely in the war show that night. So
for sure.
Nas X. All right. Well, this was fun. Now, before we go, favorite moment of all times when it comes to the BET Awards. What was it for you? Favorite moment of all time. For me, it was Monique coming out dancing to Beyonce.
What a time. And you know, I feel like we don't see that anymore. Like, we don't see those introductions. Like when Jamie Foxx, like they flipped the whole show when Michael Jackson passed away, like 2 days before the award show, and they flipped the whole thing. It's so many crazy moments. I have to say, wow, favorite freaking moment?
Of all time, BET Awards.
Of all time, BET Awards. It's going to have to be I think it might have been 06 or 07 where Beyonce came out to do Deja Vu. And she had the silver, she had the all-female band, the big fro hair. She was the opening act. I think she had just finished being with like Destiny's Child the year before. Everybody was waiting to see what she was going to do for B-Day, like, and that was like her single, and she had Jay-Z with her. And I think primetime BET, primetime Beyonce, primetime, that was like right when DVR was out, so you could like record that shit. I recorded that like all the time, rewatched it. Yeah, I think that has to be out of all the moments. That right there.
That's a good one. I remember having the treadmill scene where she was kind of like,
First, I was like, I ain't never seen that before. Like, we had never seen that before. And she was posing and she like bit her whole body bag. Like, it was, the girls were happy. That was peak being, look.
So it's safe to say that Beyonce is attached to the best moments of the BET Awards. She is the BET Awards. I feel like people do watch hoping we're gonna have a Beyonce sighting, and that was not the case this year. But big ups to the queen, big ups to her record, Break My Soul, which I honestly love. And yeah, so that's my favorite moment. It's good to hear that we agree on the Beyonce presence was missed.
We love Beyonce. Listen, I think she'll come back. I think right now. She's enjoying her life, you know? Me too. Yeah. Give her that. Putting out music, bar, like, some call it ballroom, some call it pop dance, whatever. Y'all just go buy the box, call it a day.
Yes.
Buy her box, call it a day, and just appreciate Beyonce for who she is and what she does, because she don't care.
I love it. Okay. Well, listen, Jade, we appreciate you over here, Woman in Hip Hop. Please, you already know, you are welcome to come back anytime. You are one of my favorite people doing your thing in journalism. So continue to thrive, sis. And I look forward to doing this again with you.
And gang, you already know, thanks for bringing me. Always, it's always love. It's always fun dissecting moments in life and everything else in between. So, you know, I'm always appreciated. You, Jazzy Bell, we appreciate you. We love you. We give you your flowers. So thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. I'll take my Mariah Carey flowers, honey.
You better motion me and tell me what to do on stage. Like, is it my time to talk now? Is it my time to sing? Like, woo, what a moment. Oh my God.
What a moment. So many great moments. Shout out to the BET Awards for constantly, you know, putting on for the culture, whether you like it or not, they ain't going nowhere. And we will be watching every year.
All love. Thank you guys. Be blessed.
Yes. And I'll talk to you soon. See y'all later.
Bye.
I created a space where we can celebrate the unsung and the undervalued. A place where we focus on the many talents and influences for women within the culture in hopes to inspire women everywhere to overcome adversity in a male-dominated world. Welcome to Woman in Hip Hop.
Needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.